From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 25th at 8:31. Currently here in Urbana, according to the National Weather Service, some fog and mist, 59 degrees and calm wind. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny skies expected for today and at least through Saturday, with temperatures climbing into the mid-80s this weekend. We'll take a look at your forecast in just a few minutes. The Illinois Supreme Court has ordered former GOP Attorney General nominee Tom DeVore's law license suspended for 60 days. The suspension follows a recommendation earlier this year from a state disciplinary panel that found the lawyer had broken several ethics rules during his relationship with a client-turned-girlfriend. DeVore gained notoriety in the early months of the COVID-19 pandemic, representing Republican lawmaker Darren Bailey in a lawsuit challenging Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home orders. He went on to represent hundreds of others in COVID-related legal challenges, including a Springfield salon owner who quickly became his girlfriend and eventually business partner. DeVore acted inappropriately on several occasions related to the client-turned-girlfriend, the disciplinary panel found. Communities across the country, from the Midwest to the South, are grappling with forever chemicals in their drinking water. Settlement money from chemical manufacturers is helping, but it's often short of the cost to remove PFAS. PFAS are man-made chemicals that don't break down in the environment. They can build up in human bodies and have been linked to health issues like cancer. Christina Murphy is general manager of West Des Moines Water Works in Iowa. She says the water system has detected PFAS in a number of its shallow wells.
We're not responsible for the contamination, yet we're required to meet the drinking water standard.
She says the utility expects to receive around $3 million from settlements. That money will be used to either drill more wells or invest in treatment systems. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny skies today with a high of 78 degrees.